So, I'm sure many of us, or many people here tonight, and probably all around the world, go to church today, not really to celebrate the birth of Christ, but to celebrate Christmas, to sing rousing familiar carols, relive warm memories, uphold family traditions. And that's fine, because a journey to faith includes occasions like this. And you probably actually are quite enjoying your carols. You don't want to listen to somebody preaching from the pulpit about the real meaning of Christmas. So I promise you I will be brief. But I just want to leave you with a thought for today as you go home and celebrate Christmas tomorrow. So imagine if Christmas had never happened. There would be no winter family gathering. There'd be nothing to look forward to as the days get shorter and the temperature falls. There'd be no Christmas gifts. There'd be no holiday traditions, no Christmas carols, no decorations, no Christmas trees, no Grinch who stole Christmas, no Love Actually. And kids, you'd hate this, but you'd probably have to go to school for the entire month of December. Without Christmas, December the 24th, 25th, 26th would simply be just another ordinary day. If there had never been a Christmas, the world would be in a very different place than it is today, in ways that you may not have imagined. For instance, when Jesus came, he taught his followers, as we read in Luke, to love God, but also to love our neighbours. So Christians live out that model. His followers, if you like, invented the very idea of charity. We've just been through a series of talks at this church given by Richard and Roy about what have Christians ever done for us. And it told us about all these early Christian communities that stressed the support for widows and orphans, the sick and the disabled, to help those who were dying. They built hospices, they built hospitals. They started charities like the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Compassion. The list goes on and on. Without the birth of Christ, education would be very different. Oxford, Cambridge, colleges and universities all around the world were founded by Christians. If there had never been a Christmas, much of the good in this world would never have happened. There would be so much missing. Art, music, much of the good that you've experienced just would not have existed. Without Christmas, the good in your life may be missing. Everybody has a Christmas memory. Think about all of your family Christmases and think of a memory that stands out in your mind as one of those peak memories of a Christmas with your family, one that you'll never forget. Without Christmas, that would never have happened. But without Christmas, something far worse wouldn't have happened. Christ wouldn't have come. The birth of Jesus as a man. This is not a myth or a fairy story. It's not a quaint story to make us feel lovely and cuddly and snuggly at Christmas. He came as one of us. Think about the enormity of that for just a minute. God, the Creator, there from the beginning of time, the one that everything was made for and nothing was made without, he chose to come to earth as a fragile, vulnerable human baby. Why would such a sovereign God do that for us? Through his life, to endure scorn and ridicule, to eventually go through the pain of the cross at Calvary, only to be rejected by those, the very people that he died for. And there's only one reason, and it's found in John, probably the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It was purely the love of God that brought that baby to earth over 2,000 years ago. It is his desire to have his creation dwell with him and worship him. We can't understand the depth of God's love for us It's incomprehensible to our little minds that anyone, let alone our Creator, could love us that much, and especially when mankind treats him the way we do. So, thinking of Christmas, are you eagerly awaiting tomorrow morning? Are you thinking about your families? Are you going to watch children open their presents on that Christmas morning around the tree? Imagine the joy in their faces, the anticipation of what's in that beautifully wrapped, sparkly present. We want to give our kids good and perfect gifts. It makes us feel good, doesn't it? It makes us feel good to give good gifts. So what kind of feeling do you think God has whenever one of his children opens the gift that he's given especially for them? Do you think any child would leave a present under the tree unopened if it had their name on it? Just sitting there. Yet so many of us leave our gifts unopened, our gifts from our Heavenly Father. They're just waiting to be opened. A very special, one-of-a-kind gift, fellowship with Jesus. And he doesn't want anyone to go without this gift, the gift of life, the gift of salvation. So then if you haven't opened that gift, that free gift, then God invites you to do that today. And don't delay, do it now. None of us are promised a tomorrow. This Christmas service will soon be over. But his gift of love goes on forever. So finish off this year with the best decision that you've ever taken. And if you're not ready for that decision, that's fine. But make a New Year's resolution to come to church and find out a little bit more. I really do wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. We'll be here tomorrow at 10 o'clock celebrating the fact that Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, chose to come down to us so that we could go up to him. Please join us. Amen.